Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into Sports Talk here at the Treasure Chest Casino. Going to mix in a little rock and roll with some sports talk right now. Felix Heyman of Zebra joining us. Thanks so much for the time, Felix. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you guys?
Hey, Felix, it's Mike, man. Great. Man, I look forward to hearing you guys tomorrow night. And I was telling Steve, kind of tell us a little bit about most bands don't stay together 49 years, brother. And
that's for sure.
Man, I've been around guys after a year and a half. Man, I hate playing with these guys. I'm off on my own with another band. So tell us the kind of road to success with the same three, you know, with Randy and also with Guy and yourself, 49 years. And do you have something planned special for next year that would make it 50?
Yes, we do. We have a record that we're going to be putting out in next year, and we're going to be doing some touring dates, and it's going to be an exciting year. We're going to do a lot of celebrating for the 50th anniversary.
I want to tell everybody tomorrow, and I think they still have tickets. They'll play Friday and Saturday night at the Fillmore, 8 o'clock. Bobby J will be there Saturday, and I'll go tomorrow. You know, our wives don't want us there together because Felix, you know, may be combustible, so to speak, with both of us around there. But, man, hey, I don't have to go no farther with you. But my deal is tell us, maybe not the venues in the United States, what's the best venue you played at outside the country?
Well, you know, we haven't played outside the country that much. We've played in places like Puerto Rico. We played at the Bellas Arts Theater in Puerto Rico, and we were doing a show with Night Ranger at the time. And the funny thing about it was that it was sponsored by Gillette, and they were giving away free razor blades. So I thought that was kind of odd.
That's pretty good. Settle this up with me. Didn't you guys play at the Whiskey a Go-Go last year in California?
I don't know if it was last year, but it was recent. We played there three different times so far, probably in the past 5 or 6 years.
I was telling Steve, you know, he's a college boy from Jersey. He don't know nothing about the real world. Man, growing up, man, the Whiskey a Go-Go in California, man, that was big time. You know, you kind of grew up in the 70s and 80s. Man, that was the place you wanted to play. So what was that experience like? Because I know, man, Jim Morrison and the Doors played there.
I'm glad you mentioned that because we were playing there. It was either June of last year or June of 2022. And I had been looking some things up and it was June of 2022. But in June of 1967, the name of the band was Them, which was Van Morrison's band, okay, that they did Gloria with. And the opening act was The Doors, 1967. That's nuts.
To think about it today, yeah, it really is. But how was it playing there for the first time when you went?
It's iconic to be able to play there. Like I said, and you have, you know, so many different people that have played there. You know, everybody's played there. Van Halen, and you have the Monkees played there. Everybody's played there. It's an amazing room, and it's got its own funky thing. It's almost like a French Quarter room. That room, the way it's designed and everything, it's got balconies. You know, the stage is really not that big, but the room just has a tremendous history being on Sunset Strip there and lasting for so long. It's amazing that any club could last that long.
The other thing, too, is, man, it kind of slipped my mind a little bit with this. It's that you guys are big in the New York area, correct? In New York State.
Yes.
Okay, see, here's my deal. A Bayou band, and they big in New York State? Oh, man. Hey, listen, you hit the big time when that happens because not a lot of bands can say that you started down here, Bayou, New Orleans area, and you got a lot of gigs in New York State.
Correct. Well, what happened was, you know, when we were coming up, we were playing, we were watching a lot of bands that were getting big here in New Orleans, you know, and in Louisiana. But it seemed like, you know, nobody ever left here, you know, and we really wanted to try and stretch our legs and see if we could get a record deal. And the only place that you could do that at the time was either New York or in Los Angeles. So we had a couple of people that we knew in New York. We made a deal with them to go up there. We stayed up there for the first time about 3 months. You know, we saved up some money because we knew we weren't going to make the money we were going to make here. We wanted to try to, you know, make a dent. And that was in like 1977, 78. And then we played there. And then by 1980, we were like the number one band on Long Island. And, you know, we played the whole tri-state area, which means New York, Long Island, Connecticut, New Jersey up in there. And it really turned out to be a great set of circumstances for us. And then when we would come back to New Orleans, you know, because we were gone, it created a whole big buzz of coming back to the city, coming back to New Orleans, and then going back to New York. So it really worked out for us. And, you know, and by the extension of playing New York, it gave us a great audience in Florida because everybody's a snowbird in New York. It's pretty funny.
Great. How many gigs you got a year, average?
Well, it's been increasing recently. Probably about 100, somewhere up in there.
Man, that's a lot of travel time, brother. Be honest with you, that's a lot.
It's a lot of flying. Yeah, it's a lot of flying. It's a lot of moves.
Okay, I'm gonna put it best. You and I, we ain't young no more. Okay, they wouldn't put a Y-O-U-N-G by our names. But you got a lot of energy. No, you guys got a lot of energy. You got groups, guys in their 30s and 40s, they don't have that type of stamina to do that many gigs. And so, man, that's a great testimonial to you guys that you were able to keep it up and do it.
Well, the thing is that we never stopped. You know, even though we might have slowed down here and there, we never stopped. So we never stopped playing. We never lost our chops. You know, we always continued to play, whether, you know, we had a few dates or we had many dates, but we still played. So, you know, whenever you're playing, you still got to practice, you know, that's how you get to Carnegie Hall, right? Practice, practice, practice.
Felix, I know it's been a long time in the biz for you, but can you even reflect back and remember the first time you got to hear Zebra on the radio?
Yes, I'll tell you. Well, first of all, the first time I heard it was here in New Orleans, which was very exciting. And then we got to hear it in New York. But there's a story about St. Louis because, you know, we played in New York and in Louisiana for several years because we were together 8 years before we were ever signed to Atlantic in 1983. So we played it in St. Louis after the record was released, and they were playing at Keishi, playing Zebra, playing the first record in heavy rotation. And then so we get out there and we're doing sound check. It was Six Flags Over St. Louis. So after we finished doing the sound check, I said, well, you know what? I'm just going to go walk around, you know, to give you a little wristband. And so I go out there to go sign, you know, to go and take a walk around the park. And the next thing I know, I walk straight into 100 people holding a record. And I'm like going, wow, this stuff works.
Wow, that's something else, man, to have that happen
that
for
exciting.
You. You got room for one more guy on stage? I think maybe Taysom Hill might take that job.
Oh, man, listen, Taysom could do anything, right? He's the Swiss Army knife. He could come up. Maybe he could kick the bass drum or something.
Well, listen, Felix, thanks so much for joining us tonight. Man, we really appreciate it. And again, tomorrow night and Saturday, 8 p.m. at the Fillmore. I think they still have a few tickets left. And, man, listen, you enjoy yourself. You're a certain age. Man, always remember Zebra from down here. I was telling Steve, first time I heard you guys in Thibodaux, 1977.
At the Spectrum?
That's it, baby. That's it.
That's right.
I was there.
He used to see us at Cutoff. He used to see us at the Lights Fantastic and Cutoff and maybe just Safari and Galliano.
Yeah, and I think y'all played at the Yellow Banana, too.
We may have.
I think so, because that's his gig. But, yeah, I remember those gigs out there. But, yeah, the Spectrum is the first time I remember seeing you. So that tells us we're fairly close to Social Security age, so to speak.
That's for sure.
Felix, awesome stuff. Rock it out tomorrow. I know you guys are going to have a great time.
You know, I just got to tell y'all, you know, what's my luck? I come into town and the Saints are on a bye.
Yeah. Man, we could have fixed you up, man. We could have fixed you up with that. Hey, next time you come to town, Saints playing, hey, let me know. Well, I'll take care of that for you.
I will do that, man. I'm going to hold you to that one, Mike.
Oh, no, you ain't got to worry about that, brother. Thank you.
Appreciate your time, Felix.
Right,
have a good one.
I say thanks, everybody in New Orleans. Thank you all so much. I'm looking forward to doing the shows.
Once again, Felix Heyman, bass player and keyboardist from Zebra, joining us. Awesome stuff there.